I'm very happy just to be today with Li Mingwei, who's one of the very few artists, as far as I know, who has been taking part twice to the Liverpool Biennial throughout the six editions
It's a
so
project
far.
For Liverpool.
For the Liverpool Biennial.
For Liverpool Biennial.
Speciale Biennale di Liverpool. Una stanza dell'ex Rapid Store di Liverpool ha le pareti ricoperte di decine di rocchette di filo colorato, fili che si intrecciano e vanno a creare una ragnatela nella quale l'artista Li Mingwei, taiwanese di nascita e americano di adozione, invita i visitatori a portargli i loro abiti da rammendare. The Mending Project è un lavoro di incontro, intimità e riparazione emotiva. Abbiamo incontrato l'artista insieme al curatore Lorenzo Fusi. E insieme abbiamo parlato del lavoro presentato a Liverpool, della sua genesi e dell'importanza delle piccole cose.
And Li Mingwei is present with a piece which has been conceived about a year ago, if I'm correct. And I saw it first in New York in Mingwei's gallery, Lombard Fried Project, and I was absolutely amazed by the idea first, and the gentleness and the beauty of the action. And so I asked Mingwei to come back to Liverpool, and I'm very pleased he accepted our invitation to be part of one sub-theme project. The title of the exhibition is Rethinking Trade. The idea is just to re-envision possibilities of exchange and to trade people's lives and experiences in exchange of art experiences. And Mingwei is here, is available for the next 2-3 weeks, is taking full presence in his own shop, which is basically a tailor shop. Eventually, upon his departure, a series of other menders, they're going to be taking over the enterprise. And hopefully they're going to be able to transmit the same emotions and feelings and humanity, I would say, that Mingwei is capable to deliver each time he's mending somebody's clothes in this shop. But to start with, can you tell us how the idea originated and what inspired you to devise and to create the mending project?
The mending project, I didn't really realize this until 2 days ago, where the inspiration really came from. My partner and I were living very close to Ground Zero when it happened, and he lost 400 of his colleagues and friends. So at that moment, I felt that I wanted to do something about repair. There are so many things that are broken between countries, between people. So I started just repairing things. I went back to my closet and started repairing things that were ripped and that needed to be done, but I never took the time and care to do it. So very quickly I realized I could do this in public for strangers. So that was the origination of the project. And in the gallery form, anybody can come and bring a piece of garment and they'll sit in front of me when we go through the repair together. Once it's finished, I would like to borrow that piece of garment for the gallery, because there's a very long table here. You will see the threads that I use to repair the garment are still attached to it. So gradually you will see compilation of not only the textile, but also the threads pulled from the wall. So it creates a sense of presence and also tension between the threads and the wall and the table and the cloth. The last day of the exhibition, every one of them will come back to get that piece of clothing, and that's when we cut the tie, the umbilical tie with the clothing and the thread, and that's it. So it begins with nothing and ends with nothing.
Mingwei, can you tell us how this specific project is relating to your previous activity as an artist and your practice? How this integrates into the bigger picture of Mingwei's artistic activity.
The mending project definitely could be seen as a part of a mosaic in my practice. My practice is usually about relationship between strangers and how two strangers encounter in the space and time and create a very intimacy within a very short time without being sexual or anything like that, but it's very honest and sincere in intimacy. After this 10 or 20 minutes, we part. And hopefully somehow we have been changed just a little bit because of our encounter with the next person. And that's it. So that's all my practice is about. It's really about encounter with strangers.
This piece is, I mean, I would describe it as a very conversational piece as well, because I think the communication, as you were saying, between the stranger and yourself, it's key in the dynamics and the, you know, in the rhythm that is kind of dictating the sedimentation and the piling of a clothing. But I mean, without that kind of human exchange, it probably wouldn't have the same meaning. So can you tell us some anecdotes or what have been the strangest occurrence throughout the project, both in the New York and the Liverpool manifestation?
In New York, out of 78 people who came during 4 weeks of exhibition, one of the most moving and striking conversation I had was with this elderly gentleman who came in with a cane. And he was very old because he was shaking when he came in. He took out this tiny little sweater that was very worn and tattered. And I thought, this must be his grandson. So I said, is this your grandson's? And he said, no, it's actually mine. My mother knit it for me. And the last person who mended was my mother. And I say, how old are you? He said, I'm 85. So he had this for 70 some years. And I felt extremely privileged that he allows me to do the mending. And obviously he's not mending because he wanted to wear it, but it's more about the memory that his mother did it for him and then another person did the mending for him. I often ask people, do you remember when was the last person who did the mending for you? And usually people couldn't remember who or when was that. So it's quite interesting. But this gentleman said that it was his mother 70 years ago. So, but with this, in Liverpool, this is my fourth day, is that right? Mending. And I was just sharing with Lorenzo this morning, I had a very bizarre conversation with another man who walked in, and I could sense his anger. He just sat down and he took out basically his shirt for me to mend. And we started talking about religion. He say, where are you from? I said, I'm from Taiwan. And he started talking about Buddhism. And obviously he wanted to talk about Buddhism because after we exchanged some words about Buddhism, he said, I was Catholic, but I'm Buddhist now. I'm very angry because I was sexually assaulted by priests and I want to kill those fucking blah, blah, blah. So suddenly the conversation turned very quickly. It becomes a monologue. And I think by watching me doing the darning and the sewing, it really slow him down quite a bit. And then at the end, he just say, I'm fine with that now, but I'm so angry. But I just wanted to let people know what happened to me. Yeah. And when he left, he hugged me and say, thank you so much. And there it is. And he walked in as a very angry person. And hopefully when he walked out, he felt a little bit more relieved and of what happened. Yeah.
How is it for you? I mean, it's pretty much like, you know, psychoanalytical session each time. And just because it's not your profession, and I'm assuming that you haven't prepared yourself, even emotionally, if not physically, to embrace all of this intimacy and all of this conversation that they can, as you correctly say, you know, can get into very unexpected directions and take very unexpected path. How do you protect yourself from that?
That's always a struggling condition for me when I do my artwork, because there are another type of artwork I do that's even more intimate than this, meaning, for example, sleeping with strangers. And you're right, I'm not trained in therapy or psychology at all. And It's very wearing and overwhelming, but on the other hand, it's very rich too, because that makes me, their history becomes a part of my memory. And therefore, when I finish this type of one-on-one project, the next project often is not one-on-one. It's often just insulation or that I completely disappear from the scene. So in a way, it's a time for me to heal and process what happened during this whole month of very intimate interaction. So there, it's a cycle. I noticed that very quickly, after doing these one-on-one thing, I probably won't do it again for another year or so. Yeah, until I'm ready and recharge, exactly, yeah. But I really, really, I'm very grateful of the people who are willing to share these intimate moments with a stranger like me.
Because we are... Well, we're basically speaking to our listeners, and they haven't got the possibility to actually see what is surrounding us. I'm basically sitting in front of Ming Wei, who's currently mending my own jumper, and it's actually embellishing incredibly. Can we speak a little bit about the physical installation, how, you know, the space which is surrounding us, and how the whole idea originated of having this incredible multicolored presence around us of threads on the cones and creating a real environment and a visual experience besides of the obvious emotional experience we were talking about and making reference to?
I think with all my project, the visual part of it is quite important because I don't want my project to be just purely intellectual exercise, that it's visually very dry. So for people to come in here, they don't really have to understand intellectually what this project is about, but they can enjoy the visual component of it. The thread really is a way of me talking about relationship between strangers and also having all these textiles still attached to the biblical core that speaks about their relationship with each other there as a pile, but also with the tension that's created with the cones on the wall. And therefore, it's almost like a spider web that you're creating or I'm creating. At the end, everything will go and disappear. Sorry. I almost cut the electrical wire of the microphone. That would be a no-no. Anyway, so yes, it's very interesting that most of people now just throw away things. You could spend $10 just buy another perfectly fine one you don't really mean. But in a way, I still keep things that I wore and ripped and sort of waiting myself to mend them again. So I don't know what is it that people do still come in with things for me to mend, even young people. So and that must be because they have particular memory and history with this particular garment, and that, and it could be just a simple jean or a t-shirt.
One of the reasons of fascination for us to include this project inside of the exhibition, because as I was saying initially, was pretty much created in the optic to create, to re-envision and to restage new possibilities to interpret consumerism and, you know, economical exchange. So the very same idea that, you know, is such a fast-consuming society where we don't really keep record, memory, or physically a relationship to items and objects because we're so used just to this kind of disposable policy, which is basically eradicating our own history continuously. It's like, you know, we're basically throwing away what, you know, anything that represents us on a continuous basis, on a daily basis. So in a way, we are becoming so used to be apersonal because we do reinterpret or we wear the shoes of a new persona every day for the sake of the fact that it's so cheap and so accessible. We kind of cut the thread, so to speak. with our own understanding of what we are or what we do. And it's a very easy approach to life because you don't really feel to or you don't really need to take responsibility. You know, you can start from scratch every single day instead of, you know, looking after a legacy, which is basically what you produce, what you release in the environment every single day. So there's a very strong political meaning, I think, in this very simple poetic and lyric action. There are many different interpretations, and you know, some of which are actually quite hardcore. Although the action, the situation, the environment is incredibly gentle, and it looks like, you know, very, very serenading and pacifying. But as a matter of fact, there's a potential under meaning or subtext, which is quite revolutionary and reactionary to the system. Thank you.